Harmonized.
Yeah, look at that. We're professionals.
Yeah.
Welcome back, movie fans. Pete here.
Brian.
I'm Neil.
Are you?
I am.
He is.
All right. Irish Dave is not with us.
Boo.
Sad Dave. He wanted to be here for this. We are three dads watching movies from our youth, relatively so. I think I was technically an adult for this one when it came out, but it qualifies.
You're still a child in spirit.
I'm still a child in spirit.
I don't think you were old enough to buy alcohol when it came out.
I think I was.
Oh.
When did it come out?
1998. It came out on...
I was 23.
20.
So, oh. Yes.
Oh.
Oh. Old guy in the room.
Well, for some people, you know, they might have been younger.
You said an asshole.
You, I thought you were much younger then.
I appreciate that.
You're so youthful.
You did say relative.
I did say relative.
You couched it nicely.
I did. So we are going through the films of our youth, relatively, and finding out that we don't quite remember them the way we thought we did, most often.
Yeah, there have been some surprises.
Yeah, some good surprises.
Very.
Very, very good surprises. There have been some questionable decisions.
Biodome. Still came up in conversation today.
It did come up in conversation
Biodome
today.
Biodome is garbage.
It was that bad.
It was
super bad.
You had your wife text you to get out of watching it.
Yeah. Oh, I gotta go, guys. So sorry.
Oh, she's having an emergency. Can't be here. Goodbye. Neil, where'd he go? Where'd he go?
So what I just realized is we were saying tonight's movie might be our most quoted, but Biodome might be our most referenced now. It's that bad.
Well, it's still that. I mean, Daryl been holding the tile for a long time.
Trial by stone.
But see, I can still appreciate things about The Dark Crystal. I didn't like it, but I can appreciate the aesthetic.
I can appreciate the aesthetic, but I can't appreciate the incessant amount of...
smarmy...
Exposition.
Whiny. There was a lot of exposition. Now,
did you know that 1,000 years ago the crystal cracked?
I had heard that.
You had?
But I will say, like, we shit on Daryl a lot, but Daryl, I think, was just... They couldn't pull off what they wanted to. I think they had hopes. Biodome, they knew they were making a turd movie that was just going to be appealing for the times. Yeah.
So what are we watching tonight, Neil?
We're going to watch Rounders.
Rounders.
Yeah.
It's about people who like to smooth stones into...
Who stars in Rounders, ladies and gentlemen?
No one we've heard of.
There are at least three stars in this movie. One rhymes with Shmalkovich.
Lon Shmalkovich?
I didn't think he was even acting this far into his career. I thought he retired.
And who else?
Affleck.
The other one. The Damon.
Matt Damon. Ed Norton and Totoro.
John Totoro, that's
Totoro's
right.
In this. He's the grinder.
He is. That's
the grinder. Yeah. This
man.
Awesome.
That has a different meaning now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely not the same meaning. 1998.
I feel like, though, that we're probably going to see some other familiar faces, though. I feel like that there are some bit actors showing
Who's
up, too.
Who's the girl? I don't even remember.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I bet
There's
you
girl,
recognize
right?
the girlfriend.
IMDb.
Well, why are you IMDb it? Neil, what do you remember about Rounders?
Quite a bit.
Well, like we said, we all remember KGB and the quotes, but the thing is, I'm starting to second guess myself. I might not be remembering a lot of this correctly.
Well, I remember that I was shocked about how interested I was about someone who's really good at playing cards, because every poker person or any person I met that loves to play poker, listening to them talk about poker...
Gretchen Mol, by the way.
Yeah.
Crickets. But listening to them talk about poker is very boring. But somehow this movie was engaging, and there was like a lot of risk, and there was some tension, and I just remember being invested. Like, I was shockingly invested in this movie.
Yeah, everyone started playing poker after this movie. That's right.
I was listening to a YouTube video about a guy who's a professional poker player talking about poker movies, and he was saying that this movie is what poker players play to like talk about poker movies. Like, this is the movie.
Yes.
So I remember a good
amount of this movie. The tension between Matt Damon's character and Ed Norton's character. Like, they grew up in the orphanage together. One of them went to jail. I forget which. I think it was. Was it?
Had to have been Norton.
It was Norton.
Was it Norton? No.
Yeah, Matt Damon didn't go to jail.
I think it was Matt Damon.
He's going to law school.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, not that that... And I'm not fair. I think you have a record and go to law school, but you know.
Yeah, no, no. He was driving a truck, trying to go to law school, and then he quit his job doing the delivery truck. The delivery truck for John Turturro.
Right, because every time he was broke, he had to ride the truck early in the mornings to make ends meet.
Yep.
Because, you know, he'd bet big and lose. Like when you eat at Taco Bell and think you can make it home.
I think after this movie came out, I renewed my addiction to Oreos, I believe.
Oh, that's right. KGB loves his Oreos.
Yeah. Spoiler.
I didn't say anything that would spoil it, just that I like Oreos.
I wonder what they're called in Russia.
Freedom cookie.
Oreos.
I do hope my Russian friends listening are not like, now I'm offended. Well, I'm not great with the Irish accent.
We don't have our resident accent detector, so Irish Dave is going to have to tell us how we do it. I can do
a Russian accent, because all I got to do is Sean Connery in...
Drunk Sean Connery.
You know, Hunt for Red October, and that's your Russian accent right
that's
there.
That's pretty close.
He speaks Russian for the first
time. My name is Vladimir. I'm truly a Russian. You can tell because I drink vodka, not whiskey.
I'll give zero fucks.
Sean, that's whiskey in there. It's vodka.
So we're going to answer three questions tonight. One, does this movie hold up? Two, should it be remade, rebooted, recycled, sequeled?
Rounders 2, the squares.
Rounders 2, squared. Or Rounders squared. All the way around.
Yeah.
All right, we'll workshop.
Yeah, okay, all right. We'll get it.
And then
ourselves.
Question number three, should our kids watch it? Yeah. Probably not at this age.
I don't think they'd be bored at this age.
They
we have young
definitely
kids.
Not be satisfied.
No, not satisfied.
Sean Connery should definitely be...
Satisfied.
KGB in a sequel.
Sean Connery is no
actually
longer
not a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea. Listen, we're not limited by space and time here.
That's true. And with the way they do digital work now, we can have actors forever.
We could have William Shatner.
Or they just get me
Shatner
to do the voiceover.
As KGB.
I am so unsatisfied with this turn of events.
He would eat all the Oreos. He's in it for the Oreos.
So you guys know how we do this. We're going to go get some scotch. Bourbon tonight, actually. I got some High West. And we're going to get some ice cream. The orders are the same. Did you get a milkshake again?
I should have gotten Oreo ice cream. Damn.
I did.
Opportunity missed.
Yeah, I got mint Oreo.
You're so topical.
Dude, you totally went topical in this one.
You know, well, it's for the fans. It's what they expect from me. All right.
And we're going to be back in two shakes of a what? What are we shaking this week? Two shakes
I would say normally die, but what do they shake in poker?
Lamb's tail.
Two shakes of a lamb's tail?
I mean, is that what they do in poker? Is that a term?
Two shakes of an Oreo.
Down. When we get down the river.
I like Uma Thurman.
I mean, flippity floppity.
Wow.
I know more about sports than I do poker.
Sportsing. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. We'll be right back, guys. And let's go watch this movie.
Yeah,
let's
just do
really, it. Yeah, we're fine. Back in a minute.
I'd make a joke about how you're fast, but our fans already know it.
We're back.
Yeah.
How are we feeling, guys?
I feel satisfied.
Pretty jazzed for poker. I kind of get
it. You
want to
play some cards? You want to lose some money?
Let's play some cards. I can't fucking do it. Like, you can't. Even my worst Russian accent is not as bad as John Malkovich's accent.
But it's not even like it's bad.
No, it's great.
It's just, it's so unique.
That's a choice of words.
It's unique.
It is distinct.
It uniques up on you.
Yes, welcome back, movie fans. That was... do you want to go right into two shintin synopsis?
You might be hearing... It sounds like you have a really
bad lisp. That's what it sounded like. You had a Russian...
There was a kid in my high school that had a lisp like that, and he constantly was speaking like this. That's where your mouth is going.
It's not really the lisp, but it's like a sh, a lisp. Like the S, it is like the more the SH.
I feel like Malkovich just swung. It's like me doing a Russian accent on film.
Do you have my money?
Oh, God. He just wore like a polyester suit, dude. It's not a real thing. It's not real.
Do you think we could find that polyester suit for Halloween?
Yes.
I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah. To be fair, it seems like it's like Russian mobster 101.
I know, but I just mean like the exact one with the red jumper sweatshirt and then like the baggy type pants that was like MC Hammer pants, but like more floral.
He seemed like he was dressing like someone's weird uncle. Like everything seemed a slightly dated.
Yeah.
Slightly dated.
Dated. You have my money?
All right.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.
It's not getting worse.
Give me time.
I know. I appreciate that you're workshopping it live.
I think it's getting better. I definitely think. Two sentence synopsis. Who's going first? Fuck you guys.
I'll go first.
All right.
I'll go first.
Come on, worm.
Oh, cool. Not cool.
You saw Mark. You took him down, man.
Yeah. That's just what I do. Like, I gotta go for it. I go for the jugular. I'm not gonna grind it out.
Like fucking Kanish. Oh my god. John Turturro is the best. Anyways, go ahead, Brian. So, sorry.
I want to talk about Kanish. Also, the name Kanish kind of makes me like
hungry.
Hungry, right? Like, isn't that a dish?
Weirdly for Kanish.
Yeah. All right. Rounders. Mike is doing all right in life with a bright future, and everything is fine until Worm shows up to drag him into the seedy gambling underbelly. Mike learns that not all friends are friends, and with the help of Oreos, he bets it all to win.
Ooh, I like that.
I had a hard time reading my handwriting. It's all scribbled.
Go for it, Pete.
You want me to go next? Yeah. Okay.
In a world.
No, that's worse. It's getting worse. It's
I did that one on purpose.
Every time I feel like you're a vampire, you're just going to...
Maybe he was a vampire.
Ooh, we only see him at night and in the basement. All right, side story. We're going to explore that later.
Exactly. In a world where John Malkovich is a Russian mobster card player, comes a tale about a third-year law student who's terrible at budgeting his money and gets himself caught up in a dangerous game of vouching for the wrong friend and putting him in the hole for $15K, and he only has until morning to check his way to all the Oreos.
Check.
What's this? Check. It's going to get worse. I'm promising you.
I know. It has been. Let's do it. And it will continue.
You're welcome. Okay, Neil, your turn.
Okay, so in the prequel to Fight Club, where Edward Norton explores his alter ego psychological character in Matt Damon, he vanishes from the world of Rounders only to return to it in the end. I think they're the same character.
I think
Matt Damon and Worm are the same character.
But then how is it he was able to give him cards to help him out during the police poker game?
Yeah. And he came in late?
I think that they're the same character. They're one rounder.
Okay.
I think you've had too many Oreos.
I love this idea.
I'm going to go with it.
I think you're right. I think it's supposed to be representative of Matt Damon trying to suppress who he is, and that's when Worm comes out to keep fucking him up, much like Jekyll and Hyde.
It's the Martin Landau thing. He was supposed to be a lawyer, mm-hmm. just like he was supposed to be a rabbi, but he couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Well, so like the lawyer, you know, who was going to be a rabbi, he manifested evil friend.
So when he said he vouched for the wrong guy, he vouched for himself, the wrong side of himself?
He was not playing the game the right way. It was like the bad Matt Damon, the bad version of Matt Damon. He played Malkovich. The second he lost to Malkovich, he was like, he broke. And that's when Worm comes out. And then the second that he like goes down the rabbit hole,
9 months later he was birthed.
He comes back out of it and he's ready to play.
So much symbolism.
And did you notice the second he goes back to Malkovich, Worm just disappears?
I mean,
he starts even quoting Worm lines, saying like, "You didn't have the stones to do it." When he's talking,
that's true. Like that's true because he says to initially. Wait,
have
you
read something on crack.com about this?
No, it never occurred to me until we were watching it tonight.
I don't think we can pull the literal Fight Club where they were the same character, but I do think you're right.
It's the spiritual prequel to Fight Club, which came out the next year.
Worm is the manifestation of him suppressing who
he
really
is. We're watching Fight Club next week?
I mean, we can... mull that over. I mean,
we can decide.
Yeah.
But I think this is the spiritual prequel to Fight Club.
That's a very interesting take.
I think I like the metaphor of it. Or it's because Edward Norton is his repressed sexuality, and that's why.
This is your Brokeback Theory?
This is my Brokeback Theory. And the reason I say that is because he ends up losing his girlfriend, and when Femke Jensen's like, hey, listen, you know, I'm glad you paid back the money that Worm is, you know,
at least $1,000
has you on the hook for.
Do you want to work off the rest?
She literally throws her something, and he's like, "Whoa, hey!" When Femke Jensen is amazing and a catch in this
now,
movie.
To be fair, he had just found out that his best buddy had thrown him under the bus for $7,000.
Yeah, but again, it was sort of a dick move, but it wasn't like you're going to have your face broken in. It was like, oh, the juice is running. He's kind of being a jerk running on your good credit.
Yeah, but Matt Damon had no money.
Yeah, but he could get back. Like, he had a little bit. He could get back.
Yeah,
like,
he had a job.
He had things. He wasn't really screwed. It was a dick move. You know, so
that apartment, that was like a $15,000 a month apartment.
Yeah, he definitely.
Well, it's late 90s, so $8,000 a month.
Yeah.
It was a nice apartment.
Well, again,
it was a nice apartment.
And he's able
Maybe
to
it was a shitty part of town.
Like, even still. They lost like $40,000 in a span of 6 days.
I know. Man, that game with the cops.
Right?
Well, I can't believe I caught a hanger. I've never done that. Really? Really? Come on, Worm.
What kind of schmuck is like, you know what I need to do? Cheat in front of a bunch of cops. That sounds smirk.
Really, really dumb. So, question one. Does this movie hold up?
I would say the acting was even better than I remembered it.
Yeah.
This whole movie rides on the acting. Like, as I said, like, when we were watching it, if it was, like, any other actors, like, anyone not bringing their A game, like, quality, this would have been a B movie. It would have been okay. It would have been a little, like, all right.
What's weird is, like, there's a lot of exposition. Like, Matt Damon is basically narrating this whole story as if he's remembering it, that it happened years ago, and he's telling you the story of it. So he's narrating, like, large sections of it, and normally, you know how I feel. I can't stand over-narration.
Well, it's in his head, though. He's
yeah,
not,
I know. That's
but
what,
it's happening in real time. We're hearing his thoughts real time.
Is there any more inner dialogue or inner monologue as soon as Worm comes back?
You are
wedded to this
I'm
idea.
Serious. I know you're going to run with it.
I think
there's a ton of it, and then Worm shows up, and doesn't it completely stop?
No.
No, he's still doing the inner monologue, but it is decreased because now he's talking with Worm. A lot of times in this movie, he's playing cards, so he's not really, there's not chit-chat. There's no plot other than Matt Damon plays cards. So you need something to have. So that's when he does his monologue. But when Worm comes in, now he can talk.
A lot of the narration comes when he's talking about the game, you know, the card games that they're getting into. So, like, the first card game at the Rich Boys Club when he, you know, pretends to be the new boyfriend of the girl. And they're cutting up all of those.
Oh, like, the first game.
The very first game. Yeah. And... You know, and then also at the cops game, it's like, you know, usually the line is the nicer the fellow, the worse the card player. And these guys were real sweethearts. You know, it's like, so he's describing card games. And I think this is where my friends who are card players and I'm not would describe this movie as being very accurate to describe the act of playing cards, the job part of it, where you're playing the person, not necessarily the cards. The judge's game.
And if you think about it, we only hear him talk about the game in his head. It seems like the only thing that really matters to him is cards. Like, his monologue is completely silent when he's talking about court, talking about anything like that should be important and isn't. So it's clear that he ought to be playing cards and not doing what he was doing with that lost
joke.
Now,
he missed one meeting before they were presenting.
Yeah,
right?
They and now he's like, welcome to law school.
But still, like, if he's only missed one meeting, right? Don't you think he would have had a better understanding of the case, even because they would have been preparing for a long time?
Uh huh.
Is it just because he's been
I feel like
that?
Maybe they only showed him missing one.
Oh.
Well, so that's a great
point. It's only happened over like 3 days.
He's in his third year of law school. Things are going beautifully.
Yep.
And you're right. Like, all of a sudden, like, he misses one meeting. This whole movie takes place over a span of 2 weeks.
Is it 2 weeks?
Like,
is it even that long?
Is it even, like, enough that, like, yeah, couldn't you fuck up your... I mean, we're all
like
college
week.
Graduates. Like, if you miss 2 weeks of college, like, at the crux time, like, right towards finals or when projects are starting to get due... That could suck.
It could suck, but I couldn't... the fact that he seemed... Like, when they were presenting to the three judges...
Yeah, he seemed like, completely...
Completely like, I don't know what this...
Well, what we need to look at is Johnson v. Rivers.
Well, I told you that Johnson v. Rivers is not to be talked about in this case, and that's a civil rights issue from, like... And I did love how the other girl in the group was like, by the way, that worked out great for me. Thanks for fucking up.
Well, I have like heard like in law school, like people will hide like texts and magazines. Like that's why when things went digital, things were a lot better because you didn't have to go to a library and hope that your fucking classmates who want to be higher ranked in the class didn't hide things or mismatch, like, you know.
Right. It's very cutthroat.
Yeah. So that seemed accurate. But it seems odd that like his whole life suddenly just nosedived. I mean, so hard.
Yeah.
She straight up left him. He was like, I was just playing a little poker. Like, I have.
To be fair, he lost $30,000 9 months previously, and she stuck with him through that on the one promise of you don't play cards again.
Yeah.
I think the judge knew he was done though when he. Well, the judge knew, and that whole thing was like, come on, man, you're not a lawyer.
But here's my thing, right? This is where I feel with this. He is clearly a very talented poker player, right? It's what drives him. It's great.
Right.
But he clearly falls back on, well, when I really fuck up, I gotta drive the truck. He could still do poker and be really good at poker, and I don't know, a lawyer. Like, you know what? Maybe I finish up the last 6 months I have of law school, pass the bar, be a lawyer, or don't take a year off. But I mean, it's much better to fall back on, well, I guess I'm just gonna have to lawyer now.
Now, to counterpoint that, law school is so unbelievably cutthroat that it's so much of your clerkships the following year, everything is like getting lined up, and if you fuck up royally, no one will hire you.
True, but here's the thing though. We saw that...
Not that I'm a lawyer.
No, but we saw that he was, like, already doing... He was top of the class. Like, he was doing really well. Like, that one judge who ended up, you know, bankrolling him in the end...
Martin Landau.
Really, really liked him. And he impressed other judges where, like, they were going to already be like, you know, maybe this kid should be a clerk. Like, I think I could really work with him. Like,
did shoot himself in the foot with the other judges during the presentation.
Well, you know, go bigger. You know, so he has a fuck-up, but... Again, I feel like he wasn't so screwed that it's like, well, I might as well burn all this and go to Vegas. I feel like,
It did seem a bit abrupt.
Like, you know, you beat KGB, the Russian dude in some seedy New York gaming thing. You know, maybe you just finished law school. But anyways, this movie held up.
Back to the point.
I really, for a poker movie that's about poker... It's really not about poker. It's about being true to yourself. I wrote here, like, it's the frog and scorpion story.
Aww. Right?
I mean, both of them died in the end. So, you know, also bleak.
Everyone dies, Brian.
Yeah.
Everyone dies.
But do they really live? I mean, when you beat the best.
Was Teddy KGB really the best?
That's my point. He was not the best.
He beat Johnny Chan.
Yes.
Once. But it shows that he could hang.
Did you have him? Don't know, Johnny. Don't remember.
Do you think that story was true? Do you think he was
Matt Damon
pumping himself up?
Except that's a good point because he says, like, you know, I never told anybody this. First off, if you go toe to toe with like the number one poker player in the country, you don't go back to your poker friends and be like, you guys are never going to fucking believe this.
But so this is part of the timeline. It was 8-9 months previously. So this is literally right before he made his giant fuck up with Teddy KGB. It was like right in the timeline of just before.
That's true, because he had the money.
So he had the money. He had gotten all the whole bankroll together, and literally right after that, he loses the whole thing. Of course, he's not saying it because he had the conversation. The only person he talked to was Gretchen Mol,
and other law students. That's right. He wasn't. All right. That's true. He wasn't in his group.
Yeah. He's not. He's not in a safe place anymore. Yeah. He's surrounded by lawyers.
Or he probably could bring it up. Like, guys, you know who Chan is, right?
Jackie Chan?
No, like poker?
Nope.
Blanks. Never mind.
Like Go Fish? Do we play Rummy? When do I draw two?
You know what? It was just passing me that law review.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're a good point.
Yeah. This movie totally held up. Not only... more than held up. I think as a period piece of the late 90s, spot on. It was definitely
the I don't have enough of the 90s poker scene, but it did have like...
But just like the feel.
Yeah, no one was on their iPhones like...
pre-cell phone. Yeah. Like, this was like the end of no cell phones. 1998. Like, I got my first cell phone in 1998. Mm. And this is pretty much the end of it. Oh, it's a five-hour drive. Where's the game? Where, like, put together a list of the games. It's not like texting people. It's just like, oh, yeah, there's that spot in Queens. There's that place out in Westchester, over in Jersey. I know these spots. There's the 4 a.m. game at this place, the 2 p.m. game at that place.
Really, they really had to know, like, all of these.
Yeah.
And they're not like...
It's all speakeasy shit.
Yeah, and they're like guys playing at a diner in between shifts and shit like that. Like,
Yep. You got to know.
I guess you gotta, which at the same time, but part of me, though, that was something I did have a hard time with because, again, I don't know enough about poker. But, like, when people say, like, oh, we have a card game going, it's usually, like, a group of friends maybe get together once a week. But if some random guy was like, hey, I'm the boyfriend of Louise, mind if I sit in?
Yes, I do mind. I don't know, dude.
Okay. I mean, again, we're like, well, we're playing, like, a dollar a hand buy-in, so okay.
Lines like, are 25 cents and 50 cents.
Yeah, like, yeah. But that's what I mean. Like, if you're having enough of a card game where there's some serious juice, you're just going to let, like, Steve, like, walk Steve. In and be like, hey, guys.
I think it's like trying to get into a club. That's why he needed a hot girl to get him in.
Yeah. So this actually is a pretty decent segue into the second question because I'm struggling here to see how this movie could be rebooted in this world that we live in today. I just feel like the time has kind of passed in many regards that with the digital everything of like everyone seeing and knowing everything right now, this movie almost couldn't be like this now.
I don't know. Again, I don't know enough.
I have a hard time. Yeah. It would have to be a completely different concept.
But why would it though? Like, it's the same. The concept is that he plays poker. He's really good at it. He gets dragged into it, and it's just him doing. I mean, if you were to do a straight reboot, I think it would work. But the question is why? Like, this still holds up. It's amazing to watch. It's not like, you know...
I think they lined it up great for a sequel, though.
You mean Knish? The Knish sequel or prequel?
Well, Worm is gone. Worm just took off, right? Where is Mikey going? Mikey's in a cab on his way, literally on his way to the airport to go to Vegas, right? He's left the world of law behind him, and the world is now his oyster. It's setting right up for, like, something big could have happened, and now we fast forward 20 years and where he ended. We could pick the story up 20 years later. You could do a straight sequel 20 years after. And he lost all of his money. He's the one in jail. Worm gets him out. He had gone straight and clear.
Really?
I don't know. I'm spitballing.
Well, see, I'm thinking like what I eventually see is I think you're right. I think that he loses all the money. Like, I don't think he wins Vegas. But, you know, he takes a shot and then I think he ends up being like Knish. I feel like we're going to see him. And we're going to get a Rocky Balboa thing going on.
Oh, so we're going to do like a Color of Money. He finds a new protege and has to train.
Oh, but it's a protege who likes to cheat. Like he sees more Worm and he thinks, this is a kid that I know where you're going.
Do we get a Knish cameo? And
of course.
Okay, just making sure.
But now he's really old.
He makes him drive Knish's truck and he messes it up.
We're going to have a montage, a Knish montage?
Yeah,
a truck montage.
That I think, like, I like your idea of like just spring forward. Yeah, it's now current Matt Damon.
Yeah, it would work out pretty well actually.
Hmm.
Part of it, what really works in this movie though, is like this is when poker was still kind of underground.
Yeah.
It was all seedy and like you said, it's speakeasy stuff. I mean, poker kind of blew up after this.
Well, this is why I was saying it would be very difficult to make this reboot now. But if it was a straight up sequel, now if Matt Damon's character, who's lost all of his money, is coaching the protege to get to the World Series of Poker, like a straight up like feel good story of making, you know, turning this kid around from being a cheater into a straight up player and teaches them this, like the kid has like some knack or ability of like sussing out when someone is, you know, someone's got to tell or whatnot, words or, you know.
What if it's a kid who only plays online poker and Matt Damon's like, you've never played the man?
Like, you have no... Well, that could be something. Well, because online poker, that was really big in college. Like, I remember my roommate playing a lot of online poker.
Yeah, it was pretty big back.
That's actually, he thinks he's a real poker player and he's never played a real person.
And so Matt Damon has to get, you know, montage his way into. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So who would you have play? So we were gonna go with Matt Damon and Ed Norton in reprising their roles.
Sure.
Okay.
John Turturro.
John Turturro is gonna reprise his role. Who's gonna be the up and coming upstart? Who's gonna be the kid? Tom Holland.
Oh, that's not bad. I like Tom Holland.
As a young kid.
You know, though, at the same time, this could be a perfect opportunity to get a nobody because you're already stacking the deck. See what I did, guys?
Oh, yeah. Carvey.
With, you know, bringing Matt Damon, John Turturro, you could bring back John Malkovich.
Well, you have to deal with the characters you've been dealt.
Right. Yeah. So you're already laying out bank. So what you do is you go with like the unknown and you bring in like someone new that.
It'd be a lot easier to bankroll a lesser actor into that because you wouldn't have to pay them as much.
Speaking of the unknown, how do you think Grandma got his name?
Grammar?
Grammar.
I thought it was Grandma.
What? That's really tough to be like a
look at that. The whole movie, I thought it was Grandma.
I think
it is now for the rest of my life.
Look, if someone's like, oh man, you owe Grandma. Like, that would be like a little old lady who breaks your kneecaps and then maybe gives you a cookie.
If it's Grandma, you owe me a cookie.
I'm pretty sure it's Grammar.
It's Grandma.
Like Grammarly.
I think it's like my dear sweet grandmother.
I don't think so.
I gotta say no on this. It's a no for me, dog.
By the way,
Grammar's like wardrobe in this movie gets weirder.
He had a kimono.
Yeah, remember he was wearing like a lump, like the onesie he was wearing.
That's
like,
right, like with the buttons in the back. You take a shit.
Yeah, like as he's sitting there with his prostitute and his dog. Right.
What in Chinatown?
What sort of weird pimp are you? Yeah. You know, it's one thing to be like, oh, I'm a pimp. I'm gonna wear like purple zebra stripes with sequins. And other than be like, I'm wearing a union suit.
I'm working on it. It's just a very long list of people that.
Couldn't you just Google like Rounders character?
I'm on IMDb. Grammar. Give me a minute.
Right. Well, like we're just gonna put
Grandma. G R A M A. Grandma.
But is it New York for grammar or for my dear sweet grandmother?
I'm gonna let you have it. I think we're splitting hairs there.
I think it's supposed to be like grandma, like grammar, or like his last name is
grandma.
Because there's no way you can be like a loan shark who goes by grandma.
But isn't it scarier?
Like grandma.
Isn't grandma a lot scarier?
No.
Oh, it's like so. You're taking the approach of like, you know, when you know your softball team that you're on. They named themselves like the Strawberry Shortcakes, so that, and they're really good, but they always beat up on you. And like, who'd you get beat by? Ah, the Strawberry Shortcakes. They're really fucking good.
You had some weird little league games.
This is like adult softball. Like, you've never.
Again, oh, okay.
Okay, sportsing. I get it.
I don't sports.
Touchdown.
Yeah. I once played like a game of softball and it was a shit show.
So I was in a softball league and there was a team that was the Strawberry Shortcakes and they were the best team in the league and they beat up on everyone and it was really fucking embarrassing to be like, who'd you lose to this week? Well, we lost to the Strawberry Shortcakes. And honestly, I always fucking loved that. It's just weird. Yeah. I was like, dude, well, they were smart.
I heard about a team that called themselves No One, so like, or Nobody. So when other teams would see Nobody, they would think they had a bye week and not show up. So. Mm. They would win the game by forfeit and have to play.
And that actually worked.
How convenient.
Yeah, no one. I guess we have a bye, guys.
We win.
That's my kind of sports.
I'm going all in on Grandma. Settled.
It's not. All right. You know, you do you, man.
I thought it was Grammar.
I thought it was Grammar, too, just like with the New York accent. So it was
Grandma.
Pronounce it.
Grandma.
But it's not Grandma.
Like, no, it's not Grandma.
It's not like his nanny. I'd be like, oh man, you owe Nana. You owe Nana five large.
I wouldn't want to do Nana shit.
I don't know, man. And if it's not a little
she's
lady.
She's going to break your kneecaps.
Yeah.
I mean, you again, don't want a grandpa to get involved. Lady that comes in going, oh dear, you seem to owe some money to me. Ooh, naughty.
And then she like, takes stitches, her cane.
Right? And hits you. Right?
Horrifying. No. But if,
pulls
like,
out a 45.
A dude in a kimono is like, yo, man, I'm Nana. You owe me money. I'd be like, Nana? Nana? Like, banana.
So in the reboot, it is Grandma, and it is an old lady in the reboot.
Okay. All right.
And she comes up, and she'll be like, do you have my fucking money? I'm going to
fucking put a cap in your ass. I'm gonna beat you red-handed.
Right before I make pasta and meatballs for the littlins.
Would we show that to our kids, or can we show this one to our kids?
I don't know. The movie's going all over the place. Tough to judge.
Speaking of, do we show our kids this movie? Yes. Hands down.
Eventually, yeah.
13, 14.
Well, and the only reason is because...
There's titties in it, but that's about it.
Not...
Do you think they would get the right... Like,
they were wearing pasties.
It's
they were not wearing pasties.
Either that or she had like really...
Huge nipples.
No, they were pasties.
They were not pasties.
We're having some very interesting disagreements about this movie now.
This movie is the most contentious movie, Dad's movie night.
There are some important discussions
and
happening.
None of it is about plot.
Yeah.
The plot was... There were no surprises. This was A to B.
I still think, though, like, the I feel like it is weird that the moral of the story is, like, sometimes you just gotta bet big. You know, when you...
No, the moral of the story is you gotta be true to yourself.
Right. But, like, at the end, he wins it by, like, you know what? Let's play. Like, no, man, you... Like, this is... Like, you already owe $10,000 to, like... You had to beg your law professor to loan you $10,000. Like, now is not the time to, like, swing for the fences.
I'm paying you with your money. From the last time I stick it in you. Stick it in you.
It's like he's in Munchkin Land.
How proud would you be if, like, your kid started doing KGB around the house?
I would videotape that and send you all the clips.
I don't know. You got to worry about your kid being, like, 8 years old. Like, you know, I'm so unsatisfied.
Pay that man his
money. I'm so unsatisfied.
Did we get any good new quotes from a rewatch?
No, we had them all.
You domesticated yourself.
I really like, that's one hell of an elk.
That's one hell of an elk. Man, the look on Matt Damon's face at that moment, that's one hell of an elk. And you just see Matt Damon going,
no.
I didn't want to despair you.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't want to despair you.
Oh, man, this movie was a lot of fun. I'm glad we put this one on the list. And it's been there for a while on the list. But thank you, guys.
Yeah, this was solid. But can we just take a moment, though? The nickname Worm.
So his real name's Lester,
which is terrible.
So Worm weirdly is an improvement.
Yeah, but no one should have, like, oh, it's my good friend Worm.
I have a feeling it is from when, probably in high school, that he ate the worm in a tequila bottle.
Which, fine, but I feel like that's a thing you have to explain.
Or. He's a fucking worm, and he's a sleazeball, and he always wormed his way out of shit.
That's why.
I think that's
what it is. That's a good assessment, but therein lies the problem. Hey, man, like, my buddy's getting out of prison. What, your buddy? What was your buddy Lester? Oh, yeah, worm. He's getting out of prison. You know,
well, Joe said it, and she's like, I can't believe you hang out with someone who's named Worm still.
Yeah,
you're a grown ass man.
That's
what the fuck
flag.
Is your problem?
You know, maybe we should be really like. I was kind of judging his girlfriend a little bit, but you're right. Like, she really put up with a lot of shit.
She did.
I'm gonna go bail my friend. Like, my friend Worm's getting out of prison. I'm really excited.
Yeah. Well, so he's a card player, and you did promise after you lost $30,000 playing cards that you wouldn't do that.
Didn't
anymore.
You always get into trouble? Like, isn't that like all the trouble stems from when Worm gets
involved? Hi, how was
in
your
shit?
Night with Worm? Did you play cards? No, I did not play cards.
Yeah, that's a good point. When you make a lie that bold, you need to be a little bit better, Matt Damon, than just throw that lie out there and hope it stands.
Oh, and like, that lie came out lying down. That was like, already like, no, I did not do a thing that would make
you've
upset.
You've got lipstick on your collar, and you smell of cotton candy. Were you at a strip club? No, I was not, and that's not glittering.
Like, any other lie would have been better. Any other lie would have been like, what were you doing last night? Starring in gay porn. You know, it's like, that would have been a better lie than this one.
I was fighting dogs.
Yeah, exactly. Really? You're not bloody. No, I won. Yeah. Won
Anyways.
All this money fighting dogs.
Now, this is the thing, too, is like, he had his money, like, in, like, the fat, like, you
in
know.
Gangster fat, roll. In a gangster fat roll.
You know what I find also is, like, this day and age, like, who carries around that much cash? Like, everything is digital, like.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be like, oh, I don't know what to do with all this money. I feel unsafe walking around with 10 grand.
I'm going to put this in a safe place.
Yeah, I'm going to go invest this wisely.
Right?
Roth IRAs all the way.
We are not card players.
We are not. We're squares.
We are squares. So what are we going to do next week, gentlemen?
I don't No, where do we go from here?
Where do
we I feel like we gotta go with Malkovich.
You wanna do a you
want some more John Malkovich?
Like a Dangerous Liaisons type Malkovich, or do you wanna do a Being John Malkovich?
I've never seen all of Being John Malkovich. But that's why I'd like, does it meet the criteria?
It came out in 99. It definitely make it is definitely the criteria. It matches. It came out the same year as The Matrix did, and we did that one.
Could also do like we could do Malkovich in a smaller role.
You want to do Con Air?
Have we not done
Con Air? We have not done Con Air.
Oh, God.
Oh.
And it's got Sean Connery, doesn't it?
No, that's The Rock. Because you're just now getting Nicolas Cage.
It does have a lot of
I'm getting.
I mean, to be fair, like, I would love a mashup of Con Air and The Rock.
Okay.
Well, I was thinking like Armageddon with Bruce Willis, Ben Affleck, John Malkovich.
Do it to close my eyes.
Liv Tyler.
Isn't that movie
Steve
like
Buscemi.
4 hours long? Probably.
I just know that with that movie, somebody made the point, like, actually it would be easier to train astronauts to be drillers than the other way around.
Yes.
Like, that movie is ass backwards done.
I would personally vote for Con Air.
I can do Con Air. Like,
done.
Let's do Con Air.
Con Air.
I enjoyed it when I watched it. I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it since the theaters.
Oh my God.
Just remember, give me back the bunny.
I don't remember any of this.
Yeah, but we got to watch it.
Though. I just remember thinking like how badass Nicolas Cage was in that scene, and I
doesn't
feeling
he have, like,
it's not
flowing
gonna
flowing locks of hair.
Yeah, he did.
Doesn't he have giant fucking?
He's got a. He's. Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Are we gonna get on a whole Nick Cage bend?
Well, we gotta be
this?
Careful. Like, you go down that rabbit hole, and it takes you places.
Dude,
you don't wanna go.
I've lived down that rabbit hole with some. There are some awesome. Well, if we do a John. We could do Fast Times at Ridgemont High after, which we still haven't
done. Isn't that a four-hour movie?
No, it's less than two.
I always feel like that movie goes on and on and on. Is Nicolas Cage in that movie?
Yes, he is, as Nick Cage.
Really?
That's his character's name?
No. He's definitely in Fast Times.
I believe you.
Judd Reinhold's in that.
Yep.
Sean
D.B.
Penn's
Cates.
In it. D.B. Cates.
Yeah,
D.B. Cates.
Sean Penn's big thing.
Yeah, Spicoli. That was his big breakout.
Which is funny because he's like surfer guy, and then what? Like, I never saw him as like a slacker loser. He always played angry guys.
He has changed a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah. Let's do Con Air.
Con Air it is.
Jennifer Jason Leigh was in that.
She's the girlfriend that he had, right?
But what in Con Air?
No, I'm looking at Fast Times. Ridgemont High.
Someone else was in it.
Forrest Whitaker is in that.
Forrest Whitaker
is in Fast Times.
Wow.
Eric Stoltz is in that?
Yes, Eric Stoltz is in that, yep.
Holy shit. James Russo, Nicolas Cage.
Okay.
He's listed as Nicolas Coppola.
Oh, wow.
It's his credited role. Anthony Edwards is in it? Holy shit.
Everybody got their start on Fast Times.
No kidding. We got to do
that's
that at
sometime.
Some point.
Yeah, yeah. It's on the list. Okay.
All right. So on that note, you guys can...
Wait, one last thing?
Oh, one last thing.
One last thing, and I'm saving it for the end. I'm still grossed out by the bathroom blowjob in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Again, what person goes to a strip club, none of them, and is like, oh, hey, she's like, you know, I'll give you a blowjob for $100. All right, you got it, baby. That sounds hot. Let's go to where I know a place, and drags him to, like, the bathroom, and not a stall, but literally right next to the door for where everybody's walking in. They don't even lock the door.
To be fair, no one uses the bathrooms in strip clubs.
You got to pee somewhere. You can't go to the champagne room, and otherwise it costs extra. So, that
there's
that,
no
that
champagne
had,
in the champagne room.
Oh, ew.
Saying.
Ew. I'm just saying, like, that scene seemed pretty messed up. Like, that was unnecessary.
Maybe it was only a $25 blowjob.
Whatever. It's still, like, in the middle of the restroom, not in the stall. If she had dragged him into a stall and we just saw, like, you know, feet or something, I'd be like, get it. This place is seedy. But that's, like, next level weird.
Send us an email at dadsmovienight@gmail.com. You can find our podcast on the iTunes and the Google Play Store and all sorts of other places like Spotify. You guys have any parting words, Neil?
Oh, I don't know. We covered a lot of ground. This was a fantastic movie.
This was a fantastic movie.
Yeah, good times.
This was, I'm definitely glad this one made it on the list. I feel bad. Dave, if you're listening to this.
Don't judge the accent too hard, Dave.
Oh, maybe if on a reboot it could be Irish actors instead of Russian mobsters. And then Dave could be in it.
Okay. I'd watch it.
I'd watch it.
I'd watch any movie with Dave.
Good night, Dave? Everybody. Do 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 do.
What is a rounder, really?
I'm just so glad you're rounding again.
Why are they rounding? Like, are they like doctors who go on rounds?
Maybe they're mathematicians. They round the odds. Or do? Oh wait, maybe it's actually about like they round the.
The table, like go around
the games around town. They round.
Maybe it is like doctors who go around to patient during rounds. You visit all patients. They go around to a lot of games because they're grinding it out. They're rounding around.
We clearly have no fucking clue what we're talking.
Look,
about.
If anybody knows what a rounder is, please let us know. We're lame.
Good night, everybody.